Mesechet Idiot, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dvav, Shleishet Dvarim, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, V'lo Hodelo, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael said over three halachas in front of Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva did not agree with him on any of them. Hashum v'habayser v'hamalilois, sheriska n'ibodyo. Rabbi Yishmael told Rabbi Akiva that garlic, unripe grapes, and unripe grain, which was squeezed before Shabbos, as you want to drink the juice that comes out of it, Rabbi Yishmael said that you can keep the rocks on them on Shabbos. You don't have to take off the rocks before Shabbos. And the juice that comes out of them on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink. Even though normally juice that comes out from fruit by itself on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink. And the Chachamim were afraid that if we allow you to drink juice that comes out by itself from fruit on Shabbos, you might come to squeeze the fruit on Shabbos. And this is Aser Mishum Schito, squeezing, which is one of the malachas that you would be chayav a chatzos for. Even so, in these cases, where you started squeezing them already before Shabbos, then you're allowed to drink the juice that comes out by itself from it on Shabbos, since even if you would squeeze them on Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayav, since they had already been squeezed before Shabbos, so therefore, you could drink the juice that comes out of it. Rabbi Akiva Aymer Lo Yigmar. Rabbi Akiva says that even in this case, even though you would not be chayav b'chatzos if you squeeze them on Shabbos, you cannot drink the juice that comes out from them on Shabbos. Three halachas were set over in front of Rabbi Akiva. Shnayim mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Two of the halachas were set over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'echad mishum Rabbi Yeshua. And one halacha was set over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Shnayim mishum Rabbi Eliezer. The following two halachas were set over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Yoytis Isha be'ir shalzah. An Isha can go out into Rishut HaRabim on Shabbos with a clip made out of gold in which Yerushalayim is engraved into it. As even though the Chachamim asked an Isha to go out in Rishut HaRabim with certain types of jewelry, as they were afraid that if the Isha would go out in Rishut HaRabim with these jewelry, she might take it off to show it off to her friend and end up carrying it four amas in the Rishut HaRabim in which there is a Chiyuv Chatzos. But an Ir Shalzah, being that it's a very fancy piece of jewelry, the Chacham were not afraid that the Isha would take it off in the Rishus HaRabim. People that gamble in bird racing are pasul le'edus. If this is what they do for a living, that it would not be makabo their edus. Ve'echad mishum Rabbi Yeshua. One halacha was said over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Hasheret b'fi chulda. A weasel that is carrying a dead sheret. U'maleches al gabe kikaris ha'truma. And the weasel is walking in between loaves of truma. Safek naga, safek lo naga. We are misupak whether the weasel with the sheret touched the loaves of truma or not. Sfeko tar, may safek the loaves of truma are considered tar. Even though we have a klal, safek tuma versus a yachid, sfeko tame. If we have a safek whether something became tame in a rishus hayachid, may safek it is considered tame. And here we are talking about where the kikaras of truma are in a rishus hayachid. Even so, in this case, the kikaras of truma are tar. And since the tuma was not in one place, the sheret was not in one spot, it was being carried by the holda and moving the whole time, therefore, even in Rishus HaYachid, may suffix their tar.